Morning. Today our theme is, why are you seeking? Just rest back in what you are. Take a breath. No effort needed. Does the ocean have to try to be the ocean? Being as you are, no effort is needed. Does the sun work hard and study to be what it already is? Do the stars seek to become stars? Being aware of appearances and feelings, no work is involved. You are just aware. So now, have you ever asked, why am I seeking? Has it ever come up as part of pondering or the going within? So has there ever been, why am I seeking, or what is it I am truly looking for? Now, the usual answer is to find God, to know God aright, to realize God as myself, to awaken, to be happy, quietly, peacefully happy. Okay, so take a moment and let's ask right now, why am I seeking? Take a breath. Why am I seeking? What am I seeking? Mostly, we will find mind saying it is to find God or to know God. So we then begin our seeking with an expectation that we will attain something wonderful or achieve what we hear others have, such as the gurus or the mystics. Then we come up with a goal to obtain something called awakening or enlightenment. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting the things you believe you are seeking. And it can certainly help to grow an understanding of what is. But it's when the desire becomes the focus of getting the goal fulfilled, and then the goal becomes the object of the seeking. And in that, when the goal becomes the preference, we have strayed from the original intention, which was to know God aright, which is to know consciousness as myself. So we now have a desire to fulfill a goal. The thoughts continue as I am seeking to know God. I am seeking to know consciousness as the God I am. And many different things, like I'm seeking happiness, joy. I'm seeking unconditional love. I'm seeking this or that. But the action still says, I have a long way to go. I'm not there yet. And this is the mind merry-go-round, that as long as there is the continuation of holding the desire to fulfill the goal, then you will be continuing to desire to fulfill that goal, which is never fulfilled. Because the mindset is, I desire to fulfill the goal. So therefore, the mind will continue to give you that opportunity to fulfill that goal. You might say that the mind has no intention of reaching any goal, for then mind is done. For if that goal is obtained, its dualistic actions are over. So it is the mind that is seeking a goal, because there is no you to be seeking. Okay. And think on this for a moment. As long as a goal in your thoughts is a long way off, or the thoughts, I have more work to do, or I just haven't gotten there yet, but I'll keep working on it, then you do not have to live the reality or die to the idea of separation. You just don't have to do that, because the goal is not being fulfilled. So therefore, the dying to separation doesn't take place. You don't have to live the truth of being, of not being the body. And you don't have to accept that I already am what I am seeking, because the thoughts on this merry-go-round keep saying, you haven't arrived yet. Keep seeking. Keep searching. Keep working at it. And again, that is mind. That is not the divineness of you speaking those things. That is mind thoughts. The merry-go-round is mind's game, and you must see the game to get off the merry-go-round. So on that merry-go-round, you then continue along without accepting, I and God are the same thing. And I am that right now. It is the continued thought that I am a seeker of something spiritual that keeps you seeking something spiritual. So it's only the mind thoughts that you are embracing that keeps you on that merry-go-round. That keeps you on what we call a spiritual path. But how can you be on a path when there is nowhere for you to travel? There really is no path. You are already what is. And you would know this instantly if, when a thought says, You have more work to do before awakening. That you did not accept that thought as truth. And you would see you are already there. Because there's no place to get to. You would see it instantly if you would just not accept the thought that is telling you you're not there. So it would be, can you really believe that the divine reality requires something from the divine you before divine you can be the divinity that you already are? What would the God that you are require of the God that you are before acknowledging you are the God that you are? What would be the requirement? None. There's no requirements to be what you already are. When we take up the thought of not being there, of not being present, and that is embraced as truth. It is a denial that God is present. Every time the I would be speaking, I'm not there, then that is a denial of the very presence of God. If you are not there, then God is not there. There is no place where God can be and you not be. Cannot be. Cannot ever happen. It has never happened that God was somewhere and you were not. Without you, there is no God. Because in essence, that is our nature. We are the presence of God. And I say we, but I do not mean we, because there is no we. So, can you see how the act of seeking or trying to obtain or having a goal, which always is in the future that will never come, is what keeps the sense, not a truth, but just a sense of not being there yet, going on in your mind? And yet that thought has no power to keep you from being what you already are. And it has no power of getting you to the goal of what you already are. The idea of being a seeker is just like the idea of being a separate person. It doesn't have any reality. It has no true existence. It is a mind thing only. So ponder on this today. And you can stop seeking now. Accept what you are already. And be happy. Because ultimately, that is what everyone is seeking. We call it God. Knowing God aright, we call it seeking God, seeking enlightenment, seeking. But ultimately, what everyone in their heart's desire is to be happy, to be at peace. So stop the seeking and accept what already is beyond the thoughts that are tempting you to believe otherwise. That is your natural resting place. Let us pray. I abide as the presence I am. I abide in the completeness of self. I abide in the happiness, the joy, and peace of life. I abide in the grace of unconditional love. I abide in what I am, and I am free from all bondages of thought. Amen. Om Namaste.